this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome, wonderful patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
Mortal Kombat.
And we're your hosts with the post. We are joined again by Charlie.
Fan favorite.
M. Bison? Where's he at?
let me make sure this is... No, you want to be right there. That you got. Keep it right about there. That'll do it.
Cool.
Right, that's too close. Right about there. Perfect. M. Bison, is that what you said?
Yeah. Is that the guy with the hat?
Yeah, so we're here at Christian's house for a rare in-person recording. Here, sitting on the couch of record, one that has been sullied by one of Christian's dates.
Sure.
Which we don't need to talk too much more about that.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So we're watching the 2021 Mortal Kombat movie. We're gonna talk about it.
Allegedly.
It's a long time coming. We're obviously all big Mortal Kombat heads.
Yep.
From way back.
Remember my first time at the arcade at the Fun Tunnel.
Yeah.
That was the name of the local arcade?
That was the date that you guys went on.
Yeah, that's actually what we called what happened at the sofa later on that night. So the old Fun Tunnel.
Yeah, I definitely... boy, some of our listeners are just so young, they don't know from arcades. But man, those were a big goddamn deal back in the day.
That was when the first Mortal Kombat came out, that was the only place you could see it with blood.
Yeah.
Because ported it, they took the blood out of the Mortal Kombat there.
Well, they definitely took it out of the Super Nintendo version. When they would get hit, it would be like sweat came off of them.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think the Sega had, it may have also been sweat, but there was a cheat code where you could get the blood.
Yeah.
So
the blood code.
That's right.
As it were.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I had that on the Sega Game Gear. Mm-hmm. A portable device, and I remember inputting that code on there and really feeling great about it.
Just really enjoying yourself.
Did you ever have a Nomad?
No, but goddamn did I want a Nomad.
The Nomads, actually took Sega Genesis cartridges.
Yeah, didn't it take like 8D batteries to them?
Yeah, should have died several times playing that thing. The amount of voltage that went through.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in all the video game magazines and wanting it more than basically anything in the world at the time. The idea of playing a game that you play on your TV, not on the TV, was the most insane idea.
What do you think the second name for Jax's character was? The idea, was it David?
It's Keith David.
That would be a great...
So this is like the most 1994 thing ever. It's like, black guy, Jax.
With an X.
Yeah.
The cool, the 90s is letter.
Is it going to be that or Boots?
Boots would be fucking great.
A guy with bionic legs named Boots.
Mm-hmm. Like Inspector Gadget already used that gimmick.
But it would be Boots before. With a Z.
Yeah.
Sort of. Do you remember all, there were like a bunch of ripoff Mortal Kombat games? Like there was Pit Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Primal Fury, which was... Dinosaurs.
You had Killer Instinct.
Yeah. There was Eternal something or other too, right?
Eternal. Ooh.
Yeah. Shit. There was something on, it was Sega.
It was a Genesis one,
I believe.
Eternal.
Champions or Eternal?
Yes. And it looked cool. It wasn't motion captured like Mortal Kombat. So let's start talking about the movie because I want to talk about that.
Well, right now we're in the middle of the winter scene from The Day After Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
They're running away from the freeze.
They've really got...
Is this smoke?
Really taken some inspiration from stuff here.
Yeah. So we're probably about 15 minutes into the movie, maybe 20 at this point. We watched the opening scene, which took place in the 1600s for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of the... oh my God, it's snowing. And everyone's losing their shit.
I feel like this is hail, which doesn't happen when it's cold.
The movie's paused, which is probably good for the sound purposes of the podcast. But, so anyway, we're seeing, I guess Sub-Zero is now in modern times throwing hail at people for some reason. And it looks like Jax is driving them. I guess these are our protagonists away from the hail.
Yeah.
And there he's in, what kind of vehicle are we driving in here?
GMC.
We're in a GMC, so.
Suburban, or a Denali.
Mm-hmm. Hard to tell which one.
Yeah.
Well, what would Jax be more likely driving?
A Cadillac Escalade.
Yep.
Yes, it's a bouncing hoopty. So I should note that he has real arms right now, but I think he's going to acquire fake metal ones later.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to how that unfolds.
Where do you think he's going to get those?
Where?
I don't know if they explained that in the video game, and I would be disappointed if they explained where the arms came from in this.
He gets in the accident right here, and then he wakes up.
You think it just like, or it doesn't? It just cuts to the next shot, and he just has metal arms.
No explanation. Back to the truck. It is actually a white labeled GMC vehicle, so it could be either that Charlie listed up earlier.
Yeah,
they did get the rights to use the any emblems on the vehicle.
Yeah. So anyway, we start off in the 1600s, and we get, I guess, what's the origin story of Sub-Zero and Scorpion's eternal feud.
Well, the guy's name was Hanzo, which the only Hanzo I know was Hattori Hanzo, who made what's her name sword and killed
Bride Bill. Sword.
The Bride Sword.
That's right.
Uma Thurman.
So I think this is it's one cinematic universe, is what you're
saying? Yeah. That's right.
I'm assuming. Would you ever think that anybody tried to make a pornography film about Yuma called 310 to Yuma?
Would it be 310 in penises?
Because the train, you know, the 310, it's a whole thing. Okay. I don't know. Let's go. Nice.
Well, I haven't thought about that.
310-inch penises or 10 3-inch penises.
Or maybe somebody's just running a train from Yuma to, I don't know where they would go.
Or
from
maybe it's 3.10 inches, which is the average size.
completely respectable size of penis.
In fact, it's preferred by almost every woman.
All right, I think this scene's going to explain your query on where
Jax is in a abandoned building fighting, I guess, Sub-Zero with this is the first modern day Mortal Kombat. Jax just said motherfucker, which is I'm glad we're at least keeping that alive. The 90s black guys who just had to talk like that in every instance. I gotta say, Jax has taken the whole... This guy is a magical wizard thing pretty well. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we just got some ice on the arms. I think these arms are coming off pretty soon.
It's probably not going to end well.
pretty soon.
Uh-oh. Yep, the arms are being frozen. Yep. Jax is not.
This guy's not going to be doing curls anytime soon.
Nope.
Those glamour muscles are done for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his arms just exploded off.
It's clearly in shock.
Yeah.
And he just. Sub-Zero's
like,
he just,
good
he
job.
Just,
Jesus Christ.
I understand that he's going to come back with these metal arms. Spoiler for anybody that's never played the video game in the last 30 years. But he landed on rebar just there.
It looks like his face bounced off some rebar.
Yeah, not good for living.
All right, now we're at the cabin from Evil Dead.
Yeah. So
hopefully Ash shows up.
this So the main protagonist is Cole, who was introduced as a some sort of low-rung MMA fighter.
Yeah, so the story behind this guy, he's an original character for the movie. The idea, I believe, was to have Johnny Cage, but the studio decided they didn't want to have a white guy in the lead.
So now they have an Asian guy with a white wife and kids.
Yeah, which is even more disgusting. You're right.
They recast the lead role, and they're like, we don't have the budget to get him a family. So.
Well, this reminds me that user Squeeop said this about the movie on Reddit. I avoid any new movies. Instead, I was watching the old classic Mortal Kombat movie yesterday. This hatred towards whites went too far. So that's because they axed Johnny Cage. It's a sort of a systemic hatred against whites. So
I'm going to be honest. I'm not 100% sure I wouldn't just assume that guy was white if I saw him in public.
Yeah, he's some folks would say he's
white passing.
Yeah, he's white passing. He's almost perfect. Yeah. Mm. instead, he is imperfect in some way. And this is that who's that, Melina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like now we're in another dimension here.
Off world. I think realm is what you're looking for.
Oh, that's
for.
Right. Another realm, another earth realm or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So as I was saying, our opening scene, it's when we see Sub-Zero and Scorpion sort of how they came to be. And we got to see the origin story for Scorpion's harpoon, which was... His wife was digging in the yard with like a spade or something, and then he got Sub-Zero's henchmen ambushed, and so he grabbed rope and he grabbed that and then tied it together and started throwing it at people.
Works every time.
Yeah. So in case you were wondering how his harpoon thing came to be, as opposed to just several Coke addict video game developers in the late 80s just thinking it looked cool. Which is almost everything in Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. The idea that Scorpion and Sub-Zero are like enemies because they dress the same but different colors. Like, there's a story behind. The story is that it was cheap and easy to have the exact same characters, just different colors.
Yeah, recolor the sprites.
But we have to make this elaborate story behind it.
I also like that there's already 3 trillion more percent driving in the movie than there has been in any of the video games.
Yeah, we're driving around a lot. We're going to various shacks and sheds, and this is some sort of trailer. What looks like Sonya Blade, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Blonde lady with some...
Played by an unrecognizable human, as opposed to the first movie that was played by... Billy Madison's Bridget Wilson.
Yes.
That's right.
And thought she was going to go to big things, and she's probably dead now.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, she turned 28. And that was, see you later.
It's always a classic mistake.
Really. Poor for
multiple reasons. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This sort of Liu Kang, Johnny Cage crossover main character guy is... he's in Sonya's trailer, and we're seeing a classic movie thing with a bunch of old newspapers and stuff, headlines taped up on the wall, pictures that tell us a backstory without telling us a backstory, which is fantastic filmmaking, in my opinion.
So Sonya seems to be some sort of conspiracy. Oh, there he is!
Hey. Oh, looky there, Nightwolf.
Yeah.
Guy referred to as an Indian by Christian earlier, of course.
In the most respectful way possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were doing a rain dance while you were saying it.
Not to be confused with Dalcine from the other.
Yeah. There's a way to differentiate between those two that I've heard people say from my hometown. Not going to get into it.
Is it the...
Yeah, that and the other thing.
That thing and the other thing, folks, you can probably imagine what they're talking about.
One is something that a bird has, and the other is a something that you get ice cream that's dipping.
Yeah, future ice cream, yeah.
Ice cream of the future that's been around for 30 years. When is that going to stop being the ice cream of the future?
I don't know.
Till they make something better.
Oh, wait a minute. Who do we have here? Oh, is this, what's his name? Kano or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So, okay, confirmed. Yeah, so... all right, Sonya's got an Australian chained up in her trailer. And it looks to be Kano. And he's again, just like Jax, he hasn't received the metal implant on his head yet.
He hasn't fallen face first on rebar yet.
That would have been a great origin story for his eye.
Nor is he a recognizable actor.
There's a lot of... I'm not recognizing most of these people, to be honest with you.
Well, she kind of looks like... Rachel McAdams or one of those types?
Yeah.
Sort of a... Yeah, these are like B-movie versions of people you've...
Yeah, these are definitely like people that have played background characters in multiple episodes of SVU. Mm-hmm.
You think this guy's actually Australian?
Whatever
the hell he's supposed to be?
No, they're not allowed to be on film due to the various crimes committed by their ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking about the Australians?
Yeah, that's right.
Against their,
it is an island of convicts.
Against their First Nation citizens, as we call them. Mm-hmm. Well, not what Christian calls them, though.
Is that an ice hole, or is that a fire hole?
Yeah, there's now
it's going to be a reptile, maybe? There's a little guy running around.
Ah, yeah.
Is it smoke? Oh, no, wait. Oh, there it is. Wait, what just happened? Oh, is it reptile?
Yeah, there's an invisible critter running around.
Kano just got knocked around. Got a big scar on his face. Is it the beginning of the eye removal? It's hard to tell.
Might have just happened. That might have been it.
And it appears that we have a reptile.
Gigantic iguana.
Yeah.
Just melted a knife in its mouth. Cool.
Yeah.
This looks bad. Holy shit.
Yeah, this is some goofy looking CGI we got here. Everyone, reptile used to just be
a guy.
Green scorpion Sub-Zero. Again, great sprite work back then. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought 30 years later we'd have this...
Well, he was a
PlayStation cutscene.
He was a dinosaur in the 90s Mortal Kombat 2.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wait.
He was also horrible CGI.
Oh, the movie. That's right. Yeah, wow. That is a classic bad CGI scene. I didn't know Reptile was also like invisible plant. He could be invisible as well.
Yeah. In the video game, he could be spit acid.
Spitting acid, we've got that covered for sure.
Nice.
Wow.
It's
Godzilla Jr.
Oh damn, look at him. He moves,
I forgot he did. He could snatch your head off with his tongue as well.
Oh.
That was one of his fatalities.
So it looks like I love when Sonya did that move in the game. She would spin in air with a knife and stab. Oh, that's right. Kano just did one of his moves.
Fatality.
He ripped his heart out.
Oh, and he said Kano wins. That's so fun.
Yeah. So what's going to happen to Kano here?
I think Australians do a lot of... heart ripping out? Is that a thing? Is that their name
for? They probably do have a lot of experience ripping out giant critters' hearts. And
I assume that was more of a New Zealander thing. Mm. Yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, like do we have a Budweiser we're drinking? Or
no. It says beer.
Yeah.
Man, they all out.
Kano's working on a Kano graphic novel, which is obviously setting up some sort of real-life graphic novel thing that they can sell.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Probably in stores now. When you go pick up your beer-flavored beer, you can grab your
graphic novel. Isn't there like a brand of movie beer that like
Duff?
No, not like that.
I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about.
There's like a certain like movie studio supplier that they have like a brand of beer that they, but it's an NA brand. I'll look it up later, and okay. Then the listeners won't know. So.
Yeah, that's
yeah. So
good pod.
So Kano's he's a real snarky guy, and he seems to be totally fine with having three massive claw marks on his head. He's handling everything pretty well.
Yeah.
And he's drinking his beer, throws it on the ground.
Very, very masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, a 35-year-old guy shared this review of the movie on Facebook.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat. Best movie of 2021 so far.
Nice.
It was exactly what it needed to be. Old school, American, manly, testosterone-filled, action-packed, and funny. No SJW bullshit. No political messages. No victim class sob fest. Just Mortal Kombat. They do not make movies like this anymore. Hashtag the 90s are back.
Hell yeah.
I disagree. I'm still upset about Jax not having any arms and landing on a rebar.
The first POC character introduced.
Well,
massacred.
I mean,
so far, almost everyone's been a POC.
I guess that's true. Like, I forgot.
Kano's and Sonya are the whitest.
They're the minority.
And they're probably both from. They're not even. I bet either one of these are even American.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely not. He's Australian, as we've covered.
Oh, that's right. We've covered that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In fact, it's not a very American movie at the moment.
Was that? Why does his loogie look like cum?
Because he's so manly.
He just spit a loogie into a yard gnome, and it looked like it was just covered in jizz.
But his hand was outstretched as if he was never
accepting it.
Is that a typical yard gnome vibe? Just hanging out with the hand out?
Yeah.
So we got some more transportation scene here. This one's a big cargo plane of some sort.
Oh, cool.
There's an error code.
HBO Max just told us they can't play this title right now. Yeah. So, I'm sure we're missing a lot here.
Very good.
So that means we're probably going to be here a little bit longer than normal. The runtime for this movie, an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And a guy on Twitter named @CutHamad commented on that fact. This is actually frustrating. A Mortal Kombat movie not given the time to flesh out the characters is hurting me in the feels. This isn't two monsters fighting each other. The characters in Mortal Kombat fucking matter.
Mm.
Which, so far, I gotta say, that's not true.
I've always thought that was the strong point of the Mortal Kombat series, was the character development.
Yeah.
Not the part where you just change the color of the guy with the mask.
Yeah, not the part where you press a couple different buttons to hit the other guy.
There's a Freezy guy, Acid guy, Burny guy. Mm-hmm. What was the gray one?
Smoky guy.
Yeah, Smoky guy.
And then you had Noob Saibot.
Yeah, which was the guy's name spelled backwards, right? The creator of the game.
Boone and Tobias.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he have any special powers?
Let's see. He was... Was he the one that was just like almost, he was like murdered out? Was that his look?
Yeah, I think, I always got him and Smoke confused.
Yeah.
There was a red one too that came
in. Well, weren't those the android guys though that were basically the same characters?
The red, remember there was also
Cybrax.
There was Rain.
Yeah, Rain. Maybe Rain was the red one.
Rain.
I stopped playing it after the third one.
Oh, and you forgot about Ermac.
Oh yeah, Ermac. Maybe that was the red one. Yeah, orange red.
So I don't know. I don't know if there was a straight up red guy.
I was still playing. I think when I saw Ermac was on a buddy of mine's 32-inch tube television.
Oh fuck!
So orange red. That's a
That's a tricky situation.
Yeah, there's really no telling.
That's a hefty little TV for back in the day.
Yeah, that's I'm pretty sure that ended up causing his dad to get multiple surgeries whenever old mom wanted to rearrange the living room.
Yeah, I had a TV like that far too recently. Probably up to like 5 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they last forever.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those, they don't make them like that anymore.
I had one fall off of a dresser and break the windowsill off of a window in a house I was renting.
Fuck.
TV was fine, though.
Yeah. Jesus.
At least it didn't fall on your the foot.
That's so true, man. That's so fucking true.
Speaking of foot, I stepped on a nail this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, got a tetanus shot yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. In Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's real fun.
Yeah, so you just drove up yonder for a work thing just to do it.
Yeah.
And drove back down, and somewhere in the middle you got a hit a hole in your foot.
Yeah, tetanus shot. There's no police up there in Rankin, Illinois. Lots of gravy and biscuits, though.
No police?
Nah, 21 miles was the nearest police station. So they don't come out to Rankin.
They're still... It's because of those darn Blues Brothers coming.
Mm-hmm. That's the road trip
decimated their police force.
Well, they've centralized it to Joliet. Just keep it there.
The fucking Blues Brothers like came in like the Terminator and just killed 40 police officers at the station. They've never recovered.
If his name was Rankin Jake, they would have been nothing but police there. But Joliet Jake.
All of our Rankin heads listening right now are really loving this localized talk, no doubt.
Yeah.
Anyway, the movie's back. I don't know if we told you guys that.
They're in the Outback.
Did they say the Outback?
I'm assuming, because Kano knows his way around.
I just didn't see any blooming onions.
Boy, Kano is just getting cut up left and right. Sonya just put a knife to his neck. There's blood. And again, this guy is totally fine with just being permanently mutilated.
Some folks get off on it. What can
She gave his knife right back to him, and he just put it right back in the thing.
Really trusting of this guy. I know in the game he was of. So the thing about Mortal Kombat games is there was only one. Well, I guess there's two villains, right?
There's another guy walking out of the sun.
Is this Liu Kang?
Gotta be.
Unless it's somebody else with somebody else with a sash.
It's Aladdin.
Let's see if he does the bicycle.
Crossover event.
That's the bad guy from Bloodsport. Sorry. Yeah,
pretty much.
Chong Li.
Liu
Kang.
Guy who just introduced himself as Liu Kang, I think, is Liu Kang. He also just threw a fireball.
He's got beautiful eyebrows. He's got a real effeminate face for a guy that throws fireballs.
I would love to kiss him.
I don't know what beautiful eyebrows means.
It is hard. Yeah, he's got some real ladyboy stuff going on to him. but he can hurt you with fireball. And I really want to see a bicycle kick. If we don't see a bicycle kick, I'm going to be pretty pissed off in this.
Where's the toasty guy? Is he going to be in this?
Oh, is he just going to pop up in the corner at some point?
You're talking about the
toasty.
Which game was that introduced in?
Two?
I think it was the first one, and it's just been in every one. Well, I don't know if it's been in any of the modern games, but...
I like that all of a sudden Liu Kang's just part of the crew.
Yeah.
Throw a fireball. Walks out of the desert.
He walks up to them out of the desert, throws a fireball at Kano, and then it's like, hey, guys. Like, all right.
Hey, guys, I'm Liu Kang.
To be fair, we probably missed why.
Well, so...
from 20 minutes ago, why this is going to happen.
Probably when that guy jizzed all over that gnome.
Mm-hmm. But as I was saying, in the video game, you have Shang Tsung and you have Goro. Those are your established bad guys, right? But then there's also...
Who's the big bad guy, though?
Shang Tsung.
No,
there's Shao Kahn.
Well, he's from Mortal Kombat
3.
Yeah. But Shang Tsung... Or 2? Shang Tsung's the bad guy in general if you want to begin your Mortal Kombat lore.
Shang Tsung is Shredder, whereas Shao Kahn is Krang.
Yes, but then you have Goro and Mentaro.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so those are like bad guys.
Who are Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's pretty much exactly it. But there's also characters that are like basically bad, even if they're not, even though you can play as them. You know, like Kano seemed to be, he was coded as a black, as a bad guy.
A what guy?
A what guy?
As a, whoa, there's Goro. Is that Goro?
Yeah, yeah. Sure is.
This guy with four arms.
Or what was the other one? Shitaro?
Mintaro.
Oh, there's Shao Kahn.
All right, so we're getting some fun little backstory about the realms here. And we got little cave drawings of Goro. Oh, this is a scene from the opening movie.
Could have just skipped the first 10 minutes. Got everything we needed right there.
Yeah. Probably could have just skipped the whole movie and just read it on Wikipedia what's going on here.
Yeah, read the four-paragraph Wikipedia synopsis.
Would have saved a whole lot of time here.
Did you already do that?
No.
Ah.
I've read a couple things about the movie leading up to it, because the idea of being spoiled by this movie is the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you don't know if, what's the guy with the hat?
Raiden.
No, the other
that's
hat.
Right. We...
Kung Pao.
Yeah.
Kung Lao. What's this?
Kung Pao. I don't think it was Kung Pao.
Pretty spicy guy.
That's the toasty guy.
Oh, yeah. That's...
But we, we actually did see Raiden in the opening scene. He just sort of came out of nowhere with these really stupid white eyes, that were just glowing for some reason.
Interesting set design. You got like what looks like leftover stuff from like a Power Rangers movie.
Oh, here's, we're seeing Jax here. He's got
who
no
is
arms.
In the temple. Unexplained.
Why is he here?
Why is she touching his nubs?
Yeah.
As if she was, I can't believe his arms aren't still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
<Yeah. laughs> So he's okay. Jax is okay because the ice made sure his wound, he didn't bleed out. I don't know about the whole rebar falling incident. Yeah. I feel like that would have, the ice can't help with that.
I don't think there's any slower way to say the ice cauterized his wounds as Liu Kang just did there. It's a full 20 seconds. Like, he broke cauterized into five syllables somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, Liu Kang is... I guess he's... What the fuck was that, Boo?
It's a move from the village people.
Yeah, this guy is hamming it up. He's having fun. So it's hard to tell with this movie. It's... Yeah, so here's Raiden. We're seeing Raiden again. No Christopher Lambert, that's for sure.
Yeah, no Highlander here.
We got an actual Chinaman to play the role, which is pretty good. Not a Belgian.
Everyone should also note that there was a, while the opening scene was happening, the subtitles were in Chinese and Japanese.
Yes, depending on which character was talking, it would say in Chinese, in Japanese.
And then eventually that just stopped.
Yeah.
And so you only speak one of those languages, then you were just shit out of luck.
Yeah. I don't know why they... I don't know why they had to have different languages. Why couldn't it just been, you know?
Is that a thing? Did Japan and China hate each other back in the feudal times?
Yeah, I feel like they've never been terribly close.
I don't think they get along too well.
I just focused on what happened in Northwest Georgia growing up.
Yeah. I just kept my nose in my fire.
The people that raised me were still pissed off about Sherman burning down everything, so yeah. I didn't have to get to worry about what happened on the other side of the world.
Yeah, the choice to do both Chinese and Japanese was odd. I think they should have just met in the middle and just both speak Korean. The perfect mixture of China and Japan is Korea.
So the storyline here is that Liu Kang is Raiden's lackey, mm-hmm. and he gathered the champions to fight in the upcoming tournament to save Earthrealm.
And we're in some sort of temple somewhere, some sort of old temple. And so now we have our, what looks to be our next battle, Liu Kang and Sub-Zero just showed up.
Just wiped the floor with Liu Kang.
And he is just throwing ice. Liu Kang threw a fireball.
Oh, there's Kung Pao.
Yeah, Kung Pao just arrived. He just threw his hat. Whoa. Oh, look at that. That looked bad. He just said, welcome back, cousin. To us. Some, I don't know who said it.
I don't know if that was Japanese or Chinese.
Mm-hmm. They didn't take.
No, they. It's very inconsistent.
So now it looks that we have Sub-Zero, Shang Tsung, I'm assuming, and Melina. And
Shang Tsung speaks English.
Yeah, impeccably so. Actually, I know this guy. Who is this guy? What's he from? Oh, you know what? He's this Shang Tsung. He's the Chinese guy from Dark Knight, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony something is his name. Tony Liu, I think is his name.
It's Tony O'Neill, actually. Why is this? Irish guy. Irish-Italian.
I'm just disappointed. I've been learning how to speak Laotian for the last 6 years, and it's totally wasted in this movie.
Yeah. So they're hanging out talking. Kano's just sort of... snacking while this epic battle is happening. Kung Lao is, again, he's just in the group now after he just showed up out of nowhere. Now we got some Raiden lightning sort of stuff. What is this going on?
Made a barrier.
Oh, okay, Raiden put up a barrier between.
So
is that a thing?
So these guys are supposed to fight each other at a tournament, and they're like, okay, we're here to like fight each other. And they're like, okay, hold on. Nah, like, wait a second. Wait a second.
I haven't stretched. I'm going to limber up a little bit. Don't want to.
That Sub-Zero costume looks like shit. It looks like a Ruby's Halloween costume. That is bad.
I mean, none of them look good. And again, it's like when you're trying to take early 90s low budget video game costuming designs and update them to this cool quote realistic look, it just looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Sorry, I kept getting wrong. He was just called Frisbee Hat by somebody. Kano. I still works.
So Kano's sort of, I guess, what we would call the comic relief in the movie. He just sort of throwing little Marvel-type quips every other.
Yeah, they really... Boy, it really seems like they're trying to do a MCU thing.
Yeah, this feels like... they want to have... Like, they want every one of these characters to have their own movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that will probably happen, so... boy, you said it.
I feel like I've seen that guy somewhere too, the Kung Lao dude.
I can't tell what. It's hard to tell what each character's point is yet. It might be because we're not really watching.
Yeah,
but Kung Lao seems
like the cool guy.
Yeah, but he's also not really cool.
He's very strict, stern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Are those metal arms?
Yeah, it looks like Jax has been armed.
I've never seen anybody sit like that. The
pensive knee up.
The very pensive. Military thing,
yeah.
Like every army movie ever has the lady or the dude just standing there with one knee.
Yeah. So Jax has metal arms. No, he just woke up. Doesn't seem too thrilled with it.
They look real little.
Yeah, they don't look nearly as fucking cool as just what was clearly just a guy with aluminum foil on his arms for a video game.
Well, it's like they say, it's not the size of the arm in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the arm.
Mm.
You got the famous test your might line.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now Kung Lao is sparring with our main guy, Cole. Practicing some fighting.
Just scratching, kicking the hat, like fucking slicing your foot.
I just... I feel like Nipsey Russell would have made a better Jax. Than this guy. Not in the video game. Jax in the video game was casted perfectly.
Yeah, he was really exactly what he should be. Okay, are we just practicing here? So Kung Lao was trying to slice this guy's head off with his freaking hat. His freaking frisbee hat. And he just threw it, and it knocked our guy down.
Way too much like
Captain
America.
How did the strap go back on after he just put it on his head and the strap was on back?
Those are sideburns.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, no. Classic Japanese, maybe Chinese sideburns.
Kano's talking shit. He's about to get in there in the fight with him.
This guy's going to get...
Oh, Jesus. That guy is...
He's a...
He is dehydrated. My goodness.
There's very, very vascular guy. So, Kano just said, no Harry Potter shit, okay? Mm-hmm. And Liu Kang did the leg sweep. Classic fighting game move. Oh, just did it again. Yep. That's pretty good.
Just hitting B over and over
really
again.
Is. Kano just did a jump like it's like he hit the button.
I figured he'd go for the uppercut like everybody else does after this point.
Obviously the best move in Mortal Kombat was Scorpion getting him, pulling the guy over, and then uppercutting him.
Yeah.
It was the most satisfying feeling. And I bet we're going to see something like that later in the film.
I would assume. We're all just waiting for Scorpion to show up, which Scorpion was the bad guy in every other iteration of Mortal Kombat, right?
Sub-Zero was a good guy, right?
And it appears we have a little role reversal.
Think we're going to have a double turn at the end?
Oh, shit.
Stone Cold Bret Hart, WrestleMania 13 situation?
Yeah, if you want to hear more about that, go back, I guess, a couple weeks ago to our WrestleMania episode.
Titled Scarecrow.
Oh, right. Oh, that would be a great topic for this.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's where they put all these guys, just over in the Suicide Forest. Just makes it, you don't have to explain a lot of, it's like, why are all these dead bodies from this hat flying around?
I bet many guys in that Suicide Forest were whispering fatality as they hung themselves.
Their life slowly drained out of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
As Jake Paul filmed them.
Good for him.
Yeah. Or whatever, Paul.
Yeah, I still don't know.
Paul Anka.
One of them just won a fight of some sort of combat.
Yeah, it was Immortal Kombat that he won.
He's our earliest champion.
He did a babality on his opponent.
Is he the guy that knocked out the very short basketball player, too?
What?
I think Nate Robinson. Wasn't he the...
I'm not exactly sure what
you're
talking about.
Did you see him just kind of like do a little skip and a jump there? What is with these arms?
They look like bad. They look like Terminator.
He's got like
arms.
C-3PO arms going on.
Yeah, that's a much more worse way to describe it. But very
episode
very
one C-3PO arms.
Yes, when he's just Anakin's toy for some reason.
Is he supposed to gain muscle, like metal muscle on these? Like,
I don't know. This might just be what they look like.
Because in the video game, he had ripped metal arms, which I never quite understood that. I don't understand why they were so vascular if there was no veins.
these are exposed exoskeleton type arms.
That the monks soldered onto him.
Yeah.
A lot of diodes. On the shoulders.
Yeah, that's some pretty bad looking makeup job there. You can sort of see the plaster.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. That's just not what that guy's skin looks like. Ooh, that was not an American accent. That was a really bad... What was that?
Maybe she's Australian.
I'm thinking every single one in this movie is probably from Australia. That's just how they cast movies now.
Even the Chinese and the Japanese guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if any of that was even in Chinese and Japanese now.
Yeah. Well, we'll never know. Yeah, I think Jax is from Wales.
That's
the Black Welsh.
Right next to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Wiles.
Oh, he said Kung Pao. Nah, he called him Kung Pao.
Oh, oh man,
great.
Yep, we are. Oh no.
Oh, that's a.
What is this guy? I don't understand Kung Pao.
Talking about Kung Pao, or
it's hard to really tell what his vibe is.
He's a real nasty bitch.
Yeah, this is in a
pretty cool top knot, though.
Yeah, Jack's doing well with chopsticks, considering he's got a pair. God damn! Like it took me. It wasn't until I was like 22 until I figured out how to use him as a normal armed guy. Jax is 3 hours into his post coma and he's scooping up egg rolls with these chopsticks, no problem.
Think he'd be good at that thing that Sylvester Stallone had in Over the Top at this point with the truck? How he got
The arm thing?
Yeah, as he didn't have a horn. He had a thing that kept his arm ready for slamming guys.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to arm wrestle Jax. He's got nothing to lose.
Everything to gain.
Yeah. Which is a great tagline for this movie.
That's why you never arm wrestle a no-armed man. He's got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody use the term ballerina to describe a bunch of guys at a bar before. In a while. Not before.
So he's already called him Harry Potter guys, which is not... Didn't expect to hear that in the Mortal Kombat movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Warner Brothers, so they can use it.
Oh, you're right.
Without incident.
Mm-hmm. J.K.
Speaking of J.K. Rowling, just said anal beats.
Yeah. Boy, she must be spinning in her grave seeing this happen.
Okay, what the fuck just happened?
All right. Kano's eye just shot a laser.
For no apparent reason.
Well, so why does he have a laser eye? Does anyone know?
Nah. Probably because reptile scratched him.
Yeah. Seems unrelated, though. Yeah, this is a... I don't think I like Kano.
Jax sort of looks like Romany Falco. Don't know if you remember Romany Falco. He's the black guy from 40-Year-Old Virgin. Kind of got a little bit of that going on there.
Don't remember a black guy in 40-Year-Old Virgin, I got to be honest.
He worked in the Circuit City that they worked in.
You know what? I remember, wasn't there like an Indian guy?
Yeah.
Who like wound up murdering someone in real life?
Yeah. I think his name was like Babit something. Right? I don't know why I remember that. It's like BHAB, and then I forget the rest of his first name. But
now he's getting a different kind of Babit in prison. You know what I mean?
Romany Falco was also in the first season of Weeds, if I'm not mistaken. Oh,
you know what? I think I can picture this guy. Yeah. If it's who I'm thinking of, and it's just.
What is this Transformer thing that's going on?
So that's the Raiden force field, right? I don't know why it's going on. I don't know why Cole has a smartphone here in this ancient temple looking at pictures of his
realm.
That's right. How is he charging this thing? Oh, I guess he can just plug it into Raiden's shit.
Just takes it over Raiden.
Well, juice me up real quick, bud. Cole apparently has some sort of markings on his body to indicate that he's...
Yeah, they all have the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. So now we're finding out that Cole is a descendant of Scorpion. So from 500 years ago?
They just said that he was one of the greatest ninjas ever in the world. He got destroyed in the first frame of this movie. It's like it doesn't seem like the greatest anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so Rain saved Scorpion's daughter and brought her to this temple, raised her there. And at some point, a lot of children were begat, and then Cole was an orphan from Chicago, and he's finding out that he actually has some ancient lineage of note, which is perfect because that ties him to the movie, which he's in right now. So good for him.
This may be maybe a little late in the game, but I don't like the name Cole.
Cole does not feel Mortal Kombat, does it?
No, it doesn't feel good.
No, I just don't feel like Cole feels anything to me. I'm not a...
You just generally don't like the name Cole.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't understand the... I don't know. It's not my...
Yeah. I mean, it's better than, like, Colton and names like that.
Worked with a guy named Colton who was drunk and playing around with a handgun at the... Ended up shooting himself through the palm of the hand.
Well, who is that?
Was out of work for 6 weeks.
So we have Nataro, who I've never heard of.
Nah.
Is she from one of the modern games or something? That's Cabal.
Yeah, weird.
So we have Cabal in here. He's now a bad guy. If you remember him from the, I guess, Mortal Kombat 3, he had a mask.
And you have size?
What else did he do?
I think he had like the Raphael size.
Didn't he have some sort of fun, cool move where he would? Oh, that was when they introduced running into the game.
Yeah,
and that was an odd choice. And then who's this guy next to them?
That's Goro, I believe.
Is that Goro?
That's a different guy.
It looks like Goro, but he only has two arms that I can tell.
Yeah, well, that I think that's about to change. Not size. They had those hooks.
All right, Cabal, I would not expect to be from Brooklyn, but apparently that's the voice he has. What the hell was that? Okay.
Oh, there's Goro.
Now we're talking. We have a Goro. Boy, I remember seeing the first movie in theaters and when that Goro puppet came out for the first time.
Jesus Christ, that was...
It's about as cool as it got.
Yeah.
When you're 10 years old or whatever.
There were some good... silliness where you could see the camera guy in the back and like in the Scorpion scene where they're in the bamboo forest or whatever.
Oh yeah, I do remember.
There's a lot of fast moving camera shots, and but if you pause it at certain points you can see a camera guy just standing there.
So these guys know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't know what I expected out of Cabal, but I guess I just figured he was some sort of Chinese or something. But this guy was, this is a white guy.
This is Casey Jones from Ninja Turtles.
It actually very much is that. Yeah. Yeah. This does look like a modern reimagining of Casey Jones. Was Casey Jones in the any of the newer Ninja Turtle movies?
I haven't
seen. Yes. And he was played by the guy that plays Green Arrow on the CW.
Wow. The
blonde guy.
Stephen Amell. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
All I saw from the last Turtles movie was they actually did have, like, Krang.
And Bebop and Rocksteady.
And there was also, what was the big ball thing with the eye on it called?
The Technodrome.
They had the Technodrome in it, which is...
Krang was voiced by Brad Garrett.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I watched a scene with him in it, and I thought it was the goofiest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. I didn't understand.
Brad Garrett, the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah. He was doing a real stupid voice for that movie.
Oh, this is Smoke.
Yes, okay. Now
they're just Smoke. Introducing characters left. They're just like, okay, yeah. Time's ticking. We got to...
Yeah. I think that guy from Twitter might have actually been right. If you're going to make an action movie with 700 characters, you might want to extend it towards 2.5 hours. On the other hand, you just shouldn't do that.
Well, speaking of Twitter and all these guys getting powers and whatever else, this week, Feminist Next Door at MRAZ tweeted this out.
Mm-hmm.
My Mortal Kombat superpower is weaponized logic. My fatality is filling men with shame until they disappear. And user Gangst Anonymous, a.k.a. Social Justice Badass, responded, they are too brain-dead to recognize shame. That part of the brain is too clogged with Fox News and other right-wing junk food, so they don't have to think about icky things like empathy and humility.
Fatality indeed.
Fatality indeed, yeah. And
Gangst Anonymous, a.k.a. Social Justice Fatass, is a fucking awesome name.
Also, one of the replies I saw to that tweet was a fatality gif with that woman's face on it where she tells a guy, cargo shorts are bad, and his head explodes, which is really funny.
Well, we'll get back to her in a minute, but Goro just showed up at this. He's in a trailer park for some reason. It's the last place you'd expect to see a Goro floating around.
He looks like Rawhead Rex, if anybody remembers that movie.
Is that a movie called Rawhead Rex?
Yeah, it's a Clive Barker movie. It's really
Yeah.
And he looks very much like the Rawhead Rex character from.
What was that about?
Well, some ancient monster that comes and rapes a bunch of ladies in a trailer park.
That sounds pretty cool.
Who is it? So if that's not Goro, who is that?
Is that not Goro?
Well, that's Goro, but the other guy that sort of looks like Goro isn't Goro.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It's his cousin.
The two-armed Goro, which is
Olrog. Like,
okay, so there's Cabal. He does that fast teleport thing. I remember liking Cabal. This guy, who the hell is that guy? See, the thing is, there's been like 8 Mortal Kombat games since the ones I played as a kid. I don't know if these are characters from those.
I feel like that's Nathan Jones, who plays the guy. So maybe not. I could be
former WWE guy?
Yeah, big dude. Was a prisoner in at Bago Road Penitentiary in Australia. Which makes me think that's where they found him at for this.
It would keep with the theme, yeah.
Of nothing but Australians.
Yeah, so to catch you guys up, Melina and Sonya Blade are dishing it out right now. What was Sonya Blade? What was her actual powers?
She was a Marine.
Okay. Which is the ultimate superpower, is being a veteran.
And also, she made guys horny.
Oh, and she would like shoot rings or something? Like
shoot hearts.
No, that was her fatality, but she would actually like shoot rings at you or something, like sonic rings.
Yeah, but see, in this movie, she doesn't have a mark, so she can't have her power because she doesn't have a mark.
So she's just like a broad.
Yeah. Jesus,
that fucking sucks.
Throwing a thumb right in the old shoulder hole.
So Kano just put his thumb in her wound and then threw her, which reminds me of this post. The guy went to R, Mortal Kombat, to ask this very simple question. If you could deepfake the face of the girl or woman you like on a Mortal Kombat character, would you fatality her? And unfortunately, that was downvoted a whole lot from what I think is a very brave, innocent question. Look, if you could take your crush from high school
and rip her spine out.
Rip her spine out in a video game, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't that satisfy a whole lot of stuff going on for you?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's just fair.
If she doesn't date me, a nice guy, then I'm going to have to freeze her and punch her into 500 pieces.
The more and more I watch this guy playing Kung Lao, the more and more I think he just looks like Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh. Man, that's
all right. So
that was unexpected, I gotta say.
Just sawed.
So Kung Lao just said flawless victory when he
saw-bladed a bat lady.
Manara, whatever the hell her name was, rode her like a surfboard on the ground, and he threw his hat, and it was a saw blade, and he rode it through, rode her through it, and we got to see her her body split in half, all of her innards. Yeah, so the most brutal death so far is on a woman. Can all agree. Much needed in these SJW times.
I'm assuming that the, her and the hammer guy were made for the movie just in order to get like absolutely obliterated.
Said her name was Minari, named after the latest Best Picture nominee.
That would make sense. They're a Korean family from Arkansas. Which these are basically Koreans, and we're basically in Arkansas. Here, so.
Currently, that's the case with this whole axe with Goro. Oh, man, that looked horrible.
That was... The lighting is just not good on that Goro right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And, okay.
Cole just turned into Aquaman.
Yeah, Cole just got a weird suit on for some reason. Again, this is... Like, whoa, boy.
Like, we're out of powers here. What? What could we possibly do?
What is going on? So, apparently, Cole has a power where when he's hitting the chest with a car door, he...
turns red.
Yeah.
It's working out pretty well. Oh.
So he just broke one of Goro's arms. He's got three to spare, folks.
He'll be fine.
And, but Goro just unreset it, I guess. Which I didn't know that was a power Goro had.
He looks too human. Yeah. It looks too much like a guy.
Yeah. And he's too skinny. He needs to be wider, you know? He just uppercut Goro, which is a nice vibe. Again, don't really know why Cole has these powers.
So it appears that his powers he can absorb and redirect energy.
Yeah.
Much like Bishop from X-Men.
Or Black Panther.
Yep. And you know what? It's a similar kind of thing, isn't it? It's the... Instead of purple, it's orange.
And it's a fitting tribute to the late, great
Now Black he just Panther. Made Billy Clubs out of...
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the thing is, they're shown like we're supposed to recognize what these are, but this is a brand new character.
Yeah.
Like, no one's at home like, oh my god, finally we get to see the reveal of...
Cole's Billy Clubs.
Cole's Clubs.
Nah, he just cut off one of the three-fingered hands of... Prince Goro.
Yeah. Goro is like, heal that motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Wow.
Man, the violence quotient's really ramping up here.
Yeah. Goro's
entrails
just spilled out.
Holy Lord.
There's a hole in Goro's head. Folks, Goro has passed away.
Sorry to report.
At the senseless age of 5,000 and something years old.
Goro. We've lost Goro.
Okay, so probably one of the most popular characters in the series just got absolutely murked.
How is Goro not like one of the final guys, right? I don't get it.
Man, that arm just looks like shit.
Oh, it just fell apart.
And it just broke. For what reason? He's got a rock on Sonya. Boy, these two can't catch a break, huh?
Are his arms gonna get bigger?
So big piece of a.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's got bigger arms.
So he just has bigger arms. They just started.
Jesus
H.
Christ on a cracker.
How did that happen? Why did that happen? And she's fine with it. She's fine with the. What looks like a big piece of fool's gold was just laying on top of her.
You could have asked 1998 Mark McGuire how that happened.
Yeah. Those arms look...
very, very similar.
They look somehow even dumber than the very fake video game version.
They look like a Tesla car style.
Yes. So now we have Shang Tsung and Raiden about to battle it out, it seems.
Okay.
Wait, who are these people?
It's his wife and daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't remember them.
It's his accountant. Just showed up at a... This is a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
They couldn't get Martin Short, so they just got some faceless white lady.
Would love to see Jiminy Glick as a Mortal Kombat character.
Why are you punching me?
I don't like when you punch me.
Whoops.
Wait, now what just happened? Where are we at here? Okay.
Raiden is teleporting the good guys away.
Okay. Shang Tsung is... we're gonna see a soul sucked, as reported by Cabal. Or Cable? Wait, is it? It's Cabal, right? And so Kung Lao is getting his soul sucked.
Pretty spicy soul.
A lot of green goo coming out of him. Shang Tsung is sucking.
He's turning into a ghost from Return of the King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is no, those are ghosts, not wraiths. Wraiths are the guys without faces, right?
That's correct. The Nazgul.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Kung Lao has died as well. Well, it's hard to tell. The whole soul-sucking thing might be not exactly death in this game or this movie. Hard to tell for sure. So now we're in another realm of some sort?
The Void is what they say.
They say the Void, okay.
Not to be confused with the Noid from Domino's.
He's back, you know. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
The Noid's back.
They brought him back. That Kenneth Noid must have gotten released from prison. They're able to work out a deal with him where they can use a character again.
Hmm. Hopefully, Macy's will be able to change their name back to Gacy's like it was before.
Remember Gafers? That store? There was a department store.
I thought that was just the guy that held the microphone.
Whoa, folks! Talk about fatality.
We have to go now. Podcast is over. So they're in the Void.
They ran out of budget for the sets. So.
Yeah, it's just white.
Yeah.
People seem Mortal sad.
Mortal Kombat
sure
so
why.
White.
So,
and at this point, Kano, he boogied at some point.
Yeah, well,
it was implied that he just kind of took off.
Well, he joined the bad guys, which shouldn't be surprising to anyone if you've played the video games.
Yeah, he's been such a little snarky bitch the whole time too. But yeah, it looks like Cole's going to be becoming Scorpion at some point here. Countdown is on for that one. And but yeah, this is the dramatic scene where all of our characters finally decide that they will fight together. And there's Hammer Guy still alive, right? I guess so. And Jax and him are gonna fight. Okay, that was just a little teaser, I guess. Jax just punched his hammer, and that was good enough for now. Kano is back in the trailer park. What is he going to do? Who's to say?
Ooh, if you put a Hammer Guy in, Hammer Guy Mortal Kombat is the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
So,
who's that guy?
You're finding out real fast. Keep saying Shao Kahn. Obviously not the case.
Oh, yeah, that would be a radical departure. Is there a tournament yet?
They don't want to have a tournament. Because, I guess...
Shouldn't you have a tournament in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're taking the tournament to the bad guys.
We need a tournament.
I don't know, just more fighting in CGI sets, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting, I'll give them that. Well, his arms are pretty strong right now. In fact, he just looks like he's just...
He kind of looks like Steve Harvey. He's got the mustache.
Oh, Jax does.
the hammer guy.
Yeah, he has a Steve Harvey vibe because he's a black guy with a mustache. You're right.
It's his name is General Reiko.
What the fuck is he from again?
Jesus Christ! Oh.
Oop. Who?
Dog meat now.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Jax just smashed that guy's head. Got to see his entire head explode, which is pretty cool. Now Kano's pissed.
Sonya is just lobbing knives into Kano over and over.
This guy can't help but get stabbed and shit. But he does have the laser eye now, which, honestly, they didn't really explain very well.
He's been stabbed 5 times in this fight, which is...
Guy's tough.
5 times more than I'd ever want to be stabbed.
Yeah, I could be stabbed once.
If it's for love.
Yeah.
Didn't unload the dishwasher, but... Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing with his... Oh my god.
What'd she throw at him? Multivitamins? What the hell was that?
Did it say kerosene? Is that what it said? I don't know. It seemed to fuck up his eye a little bit.
Where
He's
are
not
they
happy
at?
About it.
They're in her house. Hmm. They're in Sonya's house.
They're in the realm of Biloxi, Mississippi. And now they're in the bathroom fighting. She's got the shower curtain around his neck.
Now they're outside.
It's a chemical tote. Why is that outside of her house?
Jesus, so many bodies. She's melted in that thing.
Yeah.
That was Nathan Jones, by the way.
You were right.
Yeah. It was a good call.
There.
And the gnome makes a triumphant return.
Oh, that's pretty good.
After being spat upon, Kano gets his laser eye.
So she I guess she just killed him, right? Is Kano dead?
Yep, and she got her dragon mark. And she's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
This is Cabal and Liu Kang, as it were.
Yep.
Bad matchup.
Yeah. Being that no one ever cared about Cabal at all.
Yeah, I enjoyed using him as a character, but I wouldn't have thought he would be... There's your bicycle kick. Hell yeah.
Looky there.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Kicking several times.
Yeah, meanwhile, Cole and Melina are going at it for some reason. Cabal appears to be in some sort of quicksand or something. But there's a lot of oil in it, I guess, because now it's on fire and...
Oh, it's
a fire dragon.
Which is, I believe, was Liu Kang's fatality. And Cabal is now completely on fire.
Mm.
The outfit does not seem to be helping things a whole lot.
The stunt guy is glad.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that's why he was even wearing the stuff in the first place, was from horrible childhood burning incident.
All right, now we finally get her big goofy mouth. Okay.
You know, for as much as the whole thing about this movie is that it's supposed to be much different than the other ones that came before it, it's the same formula. Like, they just, like, have their 5 fights and they're all broken up.
Yeah. You know?
It's like,
there's those rings.
Hey there.
Sonya just shot a ring directly through.
Oh.
except for this spot. Put a hole right through Melina. Surgically around her spine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. Doesn't really the science doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so I guess she can do that because she killed Kano.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really tracking with me, but you know.
So what's up with the hat?
What's that?
I like it. It's
that's his new thing.
It's my podcasting hat. Yeah,
hey, you look like Roy Rogers.
Uh huh. We have a lot in common.
Yeah, a lot of similar beliefs. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know what his beliefs are, but I do completely agree with him, whatever they are. It sounds like he and I are simpatico.
Hey.
Sub-Zero has a
braid hairband.
Is that a Nuva ring?
What was it? He has Cole's wife's Nuva ring that he is frozen.
How do those work?
Very carefully, I'm afraid.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You just put them
like
in
a mouse trap. It's like one of those
You just put them in yourself?
Yeah.
Or you get a bull to do it for you. Okay. Or he just fishes it out with his... just pulls it out like a ring toss game, you know?
Still can't get over how Sub-Zero's a bad guy in this whole thing.
He's a very bad guy. Yeah, he's not even remotely nice. He's just freezing everybody. Yeah, it always like made sense in the game that like fire bad, ice good. Good. Like, yeah, no one wants fire. But it looks like he's about to kill this coal guy who's... thank you. We're going to get some get over here at some point, I hope. At least we damn well better.
It would be hilarious if they waited till the end to bring Scorpion back, and then it was just, like, left on a, like, to-be-continued cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Holy shit. We have a flaming... Oh, my God. This is Mortal Kombat music. Oh, yeah. We got to get over here. Through Sub-Zero's arm. And they're gonna battle it out now, I reckon. I have risen from hell to kill you.
Was that Chinese or Japanese?
Well. Eh. Never know.
So they're fighting it out now. They're battling. They're not exact palette swaps, though, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, Scorpion looks more like one of the bad guys from the third Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
Yeah?
Turtles in Time.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of crossover here. it looks like
you can actually play as the Turtles in one of the more recent.
Oh, really?
Comic games, yeah.
You could do, like, Jason and Joker and things of that nature.
And they got Turtles, Hellboy, a bunch of weird... Spawn, which... Okay.
Man.
Spawn, now there's a movie... series dying for a reboot, huh?
Yeah.
You know?
As long as they still have John Leguizamo as a...
Fat little Italian clown.
Yeah. I feel bad for Michael J. White, because I feel like that should have been the thing that made him better, or made him become a star, you know?
Yeah, they just sort of really fucked that whole movie up.
You know, let's forget the part where he had zero acting skills, but...
he's made a ton of movies since then.
Yeah, he has, but most of them
directed.
Are... Yeah, that's... he's in a pretty badass deleted scene in Kill Bill. As well. I think Uma Thurman rips his throat out.
And that is pretty cool.
I like how so in this scene where Sub-Zero and Scorpion are fighting, everything in the place is frozen.
Yeah.
So they keep, like, busting through stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It seems that they're doing it a lot. And now Scorpion is
Scorpion
triggered.
Scorpion has PTSD.
Yeah. He's a little, pardon the pun, a snowflake right here. He's upset, and now Sub-Zero and looks like 2-on-1 Cole and Scorpion versus Sub-Zero. The battle we've all been waiting for. Sub-Zero versus Cole.
When you heard there's a Mortal Kombat movie... That was the thing.
The guy playing Scorpion is a good 4'11", maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's a little guy.
Well, scorpions are pretty tiny.
The most dangerous ones, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't remember Scorpion having a ice sword. Boy, he really just
hey, hold on. Hold on real quick. I know you're trying to kill me. I'm trying to bust my wife out of
some chainsaw art over here on this ice sculpture. Yeah, Scorpion took his coat off. I guess it's too warm for him. And now Yeah, Scorpion is frozen, but now he's escaping the frozen. Probably because he realizes he has fire. Like he forgot he could melt that, things.
That woke up, Cole's family. Something.
Cole's family is woke.
Uh huh. And we're in this the octagon for some reason.
It's come full circle.
Yeah. Sub-Zero has taken his mask off. Not sure why. Not sure why he had a mask on to begin with, honestly.
Now, what culture is ninja? That is Japanese, correct?
I believe so.
So, what would Sub-Zero be then? Oh, other than apparently dead.
Not dead. There's going to be... I feel like he's going to have to take his head off and spit fire at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, the skull thing.
Yeah, that's going to have to happen. I hope so, because that's one of the cooler fatalities around.
Yeah. It's iconic.
Yep. Cole's family looks to be rescued.
Scorpion's been eating a lot of black licorice.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Activated charcoal tablets. He just chews them like gum. There you
go.
Go.
So, no skull. Oh, yes, there it is.
Off. Okay, I see.
Yeah. So our hero of the movie, by the way, is straight up from hell. He's a demon from hell.
I think that was the case in Spawn as well, right?
That's true.
Hellboy as well, yeah.
Yeah, lots of correlation.
Redemption arcs. So this guy went to hell for trying to save his family.
Yeah, why was he in hell again?
Because Sub-Zero banished him there.
Oh, he put him in hell.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a power of Sub-Zero, sending guys to hell.
Talk about fatality. Eternal damnation.
Well, you know, that's one could say, man, that's cold.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wouldn't think he would have access to hell being, you know, fire.
Yeah, I think this would have been much, much better had they just went with the crazy violence all the way through. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what you can expect from him. Like, those parts are actually okay, and I'm not a big violence guy, but.
They did
it. But with the baseline of it is what you expect, right?
So. Yeah.
I mean, it should be, because it's fucking... The game was considered most vehemently horrifying violent game of all time.
Chinese guy, lady, a robot guy, and an ancient sorcerer. My buddies I hang out with.
My friends, the robot arms, electricity man, and soldier lady. It's a G.I. Jane
classic,
over here.
Classic crew.
Oh, that's right. We still got this douchebag to deal with.
Yeah. I guess we got to kill Shang Tsung, too. But also, like, I feel like they want a sequel out of this, right? Yeah. Like, if we kill this guy, what's
Shao
left?
Shao Kahn.
Oh, shit, you're
right. They already mentioned Shao Kahn.
Yeah, we're setting it up here. Good time.
Yeah, but one guy, I guess they could do, like, a Thanos thing.
I think bring Baraka out of it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you gotta have a Baraka in there.
Mm-hmm. Especially after the 2008 to 2016 presidency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody ever do a cross up between those two? I feel like it's way too close to each other for that not to have been a thing.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of fun folks had some good Photoshops out of that.
That's nothing better than right-wing video game nerds.
Oh, yeah, Shang Tsung, he just said he's next time we see each other, we're going to fight. Yep, so.
And then he got bug zapped out to somewhere.
That is a sequel setup right there, if I've ever seen one.
His electricity was too slow.
Yeah, which don't understand how that works.
That's shocking.
So someone just asked, what's next? And now we're going to get a new race of champions from Raiden. And our heroes are ready to get back to for the next installment.
They're going to turn Cole's gym into, I'm assuming, a training area for these guys?
Yeah. This guy's... He's packing up his bags at the gym, and he's going to get on the road. And he said he's going to Hollywood.
What?
Oh, boy. Is this where Johnny Cage... So I think we're setting up. We're going to get Johnny Cage in the second one. Oh, yeah. But we don't see it. So we have a poster called Citizen Cage.
Played by James Marsden.
The teaser for the Johnny Cage movie coming up. Assuming that happens, which there's really no guarantee it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't seem like this movie... took a lot of money to make.
No, not at all.
It doesn't seem like it was.
And it being the only movie out right now, it probably made good money.
It didn't even make that much, I saw.
James Wan, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Oh,
there's what's her face getting chopped up in slow motion.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like they spent money on like 3 to 4 things in this, and then it's just like, kind of.
Yeah, it has very big sci-fi channel energy to it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really sure what to make of it. The original one was so like campy and ridiculous.
It had people you recognized.
I think that's the problem. I think they tried to go too serious with it, but at the same time tried to make it like the quippy DC Marvel thing.
Yeah.
And it just like it feels very forced when you're doing that.
But yeah, it's hard to have those quips and then also someone getting sawed in half.
Yeah.
It's an odd combo.
And also the storyline, I mean, it's the same storyline as the first one, obviously, but like there's a lot of different stuff going on at once. It doesn't translate very well.
Also, only having one person in this entire thing that anyone recognized.
Ludi Lin, is that your guy?
Yeah.
The fuck is that? I think it's. Yeah, this is an interesting cast. Joe Taslim.
Mm-hmm. That guy, Hiroki Sanada.
I've actually seen him in stuff before, though.
Yeah, he's the mob boss we talked about earlier.
Sissy Stringer.
Yeah. The ever-present Sissy Stringer.
Yeah. Someone named Matilda, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the original had Kari Takanawa, I think was his name.
That's right.
Played Shang Tsung. Bridget Wilson.
Yeah.
And believe Robin Chow played Liu Kang, who later went on to start him in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Guy named Robin was Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll about do it. That was a fun watch.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, don't hate it. But
wouldn't watch it again.
Nah.
No, that'll never happen.
I'll put it on for my kid.
So yeah,
keep her occupied.
Teach her how to deal with conflict in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, bye, everybody. Yeah.